This is one of the hardest poems I think I've had to write because I battled back and forth with myself on how I'm going to write this. My brother is now my sister, if that tells you anything. I didn't want to write a poem about a subject that I didn't know anything about. So I didn't know how exactly I was going to tackle it. I didn't want to, you know, try to start a revolution or anything, or I'm trying to speak up for transgender rights or anything like that. It's a world I don't know a lot about. I got to learn a lot from my brother, my sister, and I spoke to a lot of people that are familiar with the subject as well. And everyone just told me that if you're going to write it, then just be honest. If you don't know, say that you don't know, and that's how it should be, because the poem is not really for my sister. It's really more for me and my interaction with something that I had never interacted with before. I hope I did it justice, but this is for her and my love for her, for my sister. One early Christmas morning, in front of my entire family, my baby brother propped himself up on his own 2 feet, rose from his pile of new baby boy toys, and waddled clear across the room, eyes locked at the pink Barbie doll my sister was unwrapping. We started laughing. My uncles made jokes. But when he snatched that Barbie doll from my sister and refused to let go, my father came swooping in with my new football, hoping it would distract him long enough for my uncles to pry that Barbie from his hands. But my baby brother just took that football, threw it with every intent to shatter the gender mold he has yet to understand, and we all watched as it rocketed just a few inches shy of hitting my grandmother square in her face. To this day, I have never seen an old Asian woman duck that fast. My parents said it was just a phase that would pass, my brother liking dolls, or perhaps he just liked anything that's pink, and there's nothing wrong with liking pink, it's just a color, it means nothing, even the sky prefers pink before it turns blue, and one day, my brother will too, after all. We were all children once, we were all a box of crayons wanting free rein to let loose, and that was okay. At least until the day our parents felt it was time to grow up, when they could no longer see our imaginations for the scribbles they were, when they felt they needed to teach us that this world is a coloring book and we need to stay inside the lines of whatever perfect picture someone else deemed appropriate to draw out. So when it came to raising my brother, my parents became devout, scolded him for skipping around the house, force-fed Tonka trucks like vegetables, snatched the pink crayon from his fingers and replaced it with blue. For the record, my parents were never cruel. They just wanted him to color a certain way, but by his 5th birthday, he still refused to put the dolls away. In fact, he was drawing them, Barbies wearing all the dresses he imagined out loud, colored each one with all the pink crayons left over after he threw all the other colors out. By his 8th, my parents finally admitted it was clearly not a phase. The day my mother stopped him just seconds before he tried applying her makeup to his face, by his 16th, he was hiding women's dresses in the closet behind his clothes, but on the day he turned 18 years old, my baby brother reached his hand to the back of that closet, pulled out one of those dresses and said he was no longer gonna hide, swiped the first streak of makeup across his eyes, looked into the mirror and told himself, I am free. And my mother worries that one day my baby brother, sister, will be taunted by an angry village, who will hold pitchforks the shape of picket signs, who will want to hurl Bibles hoping he may knock some sense into her, douse her with holy water to try and wash the makeup clear off her face for good. And my mother worries that a war has been brewing full of the self-righteous, hell-bent on making sure people like my sister will lose, or worse, that a drunken man will whistle at her beauty then beat her lifeless when he finds out her truth. I asked her if she ever gets afraid. She said she's more afraid of who she would become if she denied what she felt in her heart. She said if she had a choice, she would have tapped God on the shoulder the moment he started to piece her together and say, hey, I think you're using the wrong parts. But she can't, because God creates what He creates. She said, if I was created as a boy with a longing to be a girl at an age when I was still too young to comprehend the choice I was about to make, then I have to believe God makes no mistakes. And if God is a loving God, you all say He is, then I have to believe He would never create someone He only intended to hate. The poet in me wants to tell her she's right. My left wing says, hand her an axe and we'll both ride courageously into the night, chopping down every single picket sign we see in sight. But this is not a transgender pride poem. I'm not here to trivialize a struggle. I'm not trying to wage a revolution. I'm not even sure what fight this is, because when it comes to all this, there's a lot I still don't know. It's a world I know nothing about, and to be honest, dear sister, I'm almost afraid to find out. What if I'm not as open-minded as I'd like to claim? What if I can't help but cringe when I call you by your new name? What if I can't distinguish the woman you've become from the young boy we still think you are? But you and your caring heart would never force us into such things, would never bring the war inside our front door. And it's because of that I need to be the one to step out dressed in your courage, to meet you where you might need me the most. Because even if there's so much I still don't know, all I need to know is my only job is to love you. And if the only fight you'll ever ask of me is the fight within myself to not confuse him with her or he with she, then believe me, I'll fight to correct myself every single time. But just know that if the turbulent time comes, when that's no longer enough, when the fight wants to force you to run and hide, then believe me, Carla, I'll be by your side, scribbling love with a pink crayon all over their picket signs.